Well, I guess we'll just talk a little bit about some radon issues here. It is National Radon Awareness Month. Radon Action Month might be the correct term there. But, well, first of all, I think it might be good to start off generally. Tell me a little about what radon is.
Radon is a radioactive gas that comes from rocks and soil. And unless it's trapped in a structure like a house or an office building, it's not a problem. However, when it is trapped, it can cause lung cancer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how prevalent is radon, I guess, nationally as well as maybe more locally on the state of Kansas or the local area?
The EPA recommends that any kind of radon level above 4 picocuries per liter of air should have some kind of action taken to where that is reduced. And in Riley County, the average testing results that have happened in homes is above the above the 4 picocuries per liter of air. So it's something that people won't know that they have unless they test for it.
And do we know maybe the numbers on the numbers of houses that tend to end up with radon inside of them, or is there any statistics on that sort of thing?
Nationally, it's about one in every 15 houses. I have read some things for Kansas that it might be as high as one in every 4.
Wow. And for such a, you know, I wouldn't want to say volatile, but for a pretty dangerous gas, when it collects in that numbers, it's a little alarming. What should people be aware of if they're concerned that there might be radon in their homes? Is there any way to know that it is in there?
You can test. There is a kit that the K-State Extension office sells for $6. That's an activated charcoal kit that you leave in your house for 3 to 7 days and then send that in and have it tested. And that will give you a starting point to decide what you want to do next.
Without the testing, though, is there any signs that you might be able to pick up on?
No, radon is odorless, tasteless. You'll never know that it's there unless you actually test for it.
Man, okay. It's kind of sounding ominous almost.
It's just one more thing in life to wonder about. And because of the radon levels in particularly northeast Kansas, it's something to be paying attention to.
And I guess for those who are exposed to radon, say someone goes out and ends up getting the test, they're literally a little concerned that they might have some in their homes, and they find out that it's in there. What's their next step in terms of removal from your house as well as maybe going to see getting a health checkup?
I believe in Manhattan, it is one of the communities that requires pre-construction of a radon system as part of new construction, so that's helpful if you have a newer house. If not, there are what's called sub-slab depressurization systems, to where basically you dig under the slab, put in a pipe and a fan, and then suck the radon out through a fan and the building, so there isn't an exposure anymore. So there are ways to correct it. I don't know that until you actually go in for some kind of symptom that may or may not be related to a cancer, that you would really even know that there's a connection to radon. I believe they have had some cases in Kansas where radon was the cause of lung cancer. And as far as it goes nationally speaking, it's the number one cause of lung cancer for non-smokers.
So the exposure there, it could be a pretty high risk for someone.
It depends on a lot of factors. For smokers, there are five times more likely to have an issue than non-smokers if there's radon in their house at high enough levels. And the higher the levels are, the more likely you are to have an issue.
And is there any concern that it could seep into other types of utilities, maybe including water or something like that? If you have a contamination in your home, should you be concerned about your water as well?
It can be in well water. So you can have if you're on well water, you might want to have that tested depending on what you find out about your house.
And if you're not on well water, though, is it likely that it would be in anything, any of your water systems? I assume that most of it would go through some type of treatment that might help out with that.
I don't know that it would be that the water that they put through a treatment system would be around long enough to accumulate the kinds of levels that would be needed to cause a problem.
Okay. And related to some protections for residents, are there any laws here locally or in the state of Kansas? You mentioned one regarding testing for new developments, but what are some other laws that people might want to be aware of that maybe to help them out with knowing some rights related to radon?
There are no laws that require testing of radon. That would require legislative action. Like I said before, I think Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and Salina each have basically pre-construction laws on new construction. So you would need to put in a passive system until you've tested and verified that you have a high one, and then you would add the fan to suck the radon out from underneath the slab.
And what are some things the health department is doing to help maybe get residents aware of radon? Or do you have any events coming up as well to keep people aware of the potential for radon being in homes?
No, not really. Our area of environmental health, and a lot of the things that are included in environmental health are not really done directly from the health department. I just happen to have a background in that. And so I put out the Facebook page announcing Radon Action Month. And, you know, when people have questions, we're more than happy to help them. But also we have the fortunate occasion to have the Kansas Radon Program in Manhattan. So people can also call them for questions about radon.
Tell me a little bit about the Kansas Radon Program. I'm not in depth or intimately familiar with the program itself.
Now, to get the test, you can go to the Kansas State Extension Office at the courthouse. But for the more technical part of it and potentially finding the right kind of contractor to do radon work in your home, the engineering extension section of the K-State University deals with that. And they're basically the Kansas Radon Program. And there also is a radon program and licensing of professionals for radon abatement abatements is as good a word as any, at the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. So they also have a radon area.
And are there any other facts or bits of information that people need to know about radon or that maybe I haven't touched on here yet?
Now, I think the big thing is to test so you know. And once you know, in the short-term test that you would get at the extension office, you probably would do that twice because radon varies over the seasons. So, and if you find out that it's above the 4 picocuries, you can start calling around and getting more information about what you might want to do.
Is there you mentioned that it varies. Is there a peak season? I know that this is Radon Action Month, but is this the peak season or is there another month that might be more peak for radon? I guess I wouldn't want to say contamination, but radon
exposure.
Presence. Radon
right.
exposure.
The worst times are when you close up your house, which would be the winter and the summer typically, probably more in the winter. But anytime you close up your house and allow the gas to have a harder time escaping is going to increase the exposure.
I may have already asked this, but how does it seep in? You know, as you said, closed up houses are where it pools more likely, but how does it get in the first place?
Cracks in the foundation, cracks in walls, things that seams of walls where they weren't connected very well, all of those things where there are holes. Anytime you feel a draft in a basement, there is the potential for other things to be coming in besides the air or with the air. So those are all things that would allow exposures to be higher.
And remind me again where people can go to learn more about testing as well as possibly buy one of these tests.
You can get the new test. Well, it's not new. It's the Extension Office had a different test, but it's still activated carbon, and they have a new one that they've been replacing that with, and it's for $6 at the Extension Office at the courthouse.
All right. Ed, thank you so much for coming out.
You're welcome.